There's a ghost in these walls and it's tearing down. I am falling. There's smoke up ahead and it wants me for dead. I am stalling. But he keeps calling. There's a man who I saw with no care for the law. I am fearful. He's got clouds full of rain and a heart of stain. He is evil. My strength is feeble. And it rained and it poured, but I pressed on beaten and torn. Now I'm here at the end, and it seems I don't have a friend in this world that I'm living. In this life that I've been given, I'll press on. I will press on. When the times they were bad and a home couldn't be had, I was wandering. Don't look up to the sky, for you wish I could fly. I'll be longing, there'll be longing. And it rained and it poured, but I pressed on beaten and torn. Now I'm here at the end, and it seems I don't have a friend in this world that I'm living. In this life that I've been given, I'll press on. I will press on. If this dark, so cold, and the path now too old, I'd be hidden. It'd be my Eden. When it rained and it poured, but I pressed on, beaten and torn. Now I'm here at the end, and it seems I don't have a friend in this world. And I'm living in this life that I've been given. I'll press on.
From the album Runaway, there is Wild Horses with And It Rained. And now Wild Horses will be in the area coming up at the High Noon Saloon this Saturday night in Madison. And with us today is Jed and Ariana from Wild Horses. Welcome to the Big Red in the Morning Show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's great having you on. Now, for some of our listeners this morning who are just hearing about the band Wild Horses, tell us a little bit about the band and about yourself.
Sure. Yeah, we're a band from northern Minnesota, and we kind of come from a lot of like the roots scene up there, and we've been banned for about 3.5 years now. We're actually we're on tour right now in upstate New York for the first time passing through. So getting used to the time zone here, but yeah, we've been doing this for a few years. We've been to Madison a couple times. We're excited to get back, and We've been enjoying it.
All right. Well, you know, from listening to your releases over the past few weeks, I can surely feel that Americana bluegrass influence in your music. And like you just said, you guys, I thought you guys were from Kentucky the first time I heard you. And then I find out you're from Minnesota. Where did you guys grow that appreciation for such great roots type music?
Well, yeah, I grew up playing and listening to a lot of music that was drawn from that sort of region of the world. A lot of bluegrass, a lot of fiddle tunes, a lot of folk music, singer-songwriters kind of passing through. My family built and repaired instruments, so you know, I feel fortunate to kind of grow up in this sort of vibrant hub of all sorts of kind of roots music going on. It kind of just came from the people passing through town and gathering around us, playing that sorts of music. I think that, lent itself to the roots we have.
Now, all right. Now here's what I got to ask you. Now that you're out touring around the country, do you find more of a demand for that, roots type Americana bluegrass type music? Like it's really starting to, you know, catch a wave throughout the country.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it really does seem like in the last couple of years, I think it kind of, I mean, if you look back, you know, through the last 100 years, I feel like it kind of comes and goes, in spurts, but yeah, it definitely feels like we're kind of on another wave of people really digging in and connecting with it. Which is fun. I mean, it's certainly not the reason, you know, why we're, you know, it's not like we're going to probably end up changing what we do in a couple of years if it swings back, cause I'm not sure that we know, much else, but, it is cool, you know, that people I think are, yeah, coming to appreciate again for sure. And coming to connect with that sort of real genuine I don't know what you call it, but just yeah, that real and kind of raw factor of music. There's all different kinds of ways to make music, but I think people are really connecting with the that genuine sort of raw thing that happens when you have, you know, your voice and some string instruments and some songs about people, you know.
Well, that's outstanding. Now, I just read that you guys had some support dates with an American icon and Willie Nelson. What was that like?
Yeah, that was pretty surreal to get that phone call. I mean, that's a sort of a once in a lifetime opportunity, and he's been absolutely a big influence on us over the years, and so yeah, I guess the only word for that really is surreal. We got to play 3 dates with him in Duluth, and then two nights in Moorhead, and they were just amazing, out of this world shows. Great audience, and just the whole crew was really good to us too.
That had to be outstanding. Now, for you guys are bringing your talent to one of my favorite venues in the city of Madison. That's the High Noon Saloon. This Saturday night, for our Iron Country listeners who are listening this morning, making the trip up for them, what's in store if they haven't seen you before?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, I think we shine best as a live band. I think we always have. You know, we booked a gig before we ever stepped foot in a studio. And so I think, you know, if you've heard our music, I think maybe expect it to maybe come alive a little bit more, I think, for lack of a better word. I mean, we'll be there in a 3-piece. We're going to meet up, with the rest of our crew there. We've got our bass player. Right now it's just Ari and I, out east here on playing these, dates. But we're going to meet up with the crew. So it'll be a full sort of Wild Horses, presentation. And there's another band by the name of Good Morning Bedlam who's outstanding, who's also playing that night. So I think it'll be fun. You know, last time we were at the High Noon was one of our favorite shows of that entire year. I mean, it really is a special place, and Madison seems to be up for it. So we're excited.
Madison always is up for good music. And like I said, for those listening tonight, if you've never seen a show at the High Noon Saloon, go check this one out Saturday night. So where is the best place for my listeners to learn more about you and to keep up to date with what's going on?
Yeah, we're on the internet. We try and stay as relevant as possible. We've got our website, wildhorsesmn.com, and then Facebook, Instagram, even TikTok nowadays, which is a recent development, at just wildhorsesmn is our username. And so yeah, you can find us all over the place really. And then we also have our music on Spotify, Apple Music, and all all the places that you can stream music these days.
And I have to say, I've been listening through the catalog for the last couple of weeks now. Outstanding stuff. And one of the songs that I picked to play out of this interview is a song called All That's Left. And what can you tell me about that song?
Yeah, that was sort of, that's an exciting song, I think, especially live. I think most, almost every show these days, we end with that song just because it feels like sort of the tip top of Wild Horses experience wise. But that was one of the songs that came along first when we were, it was back during COVID. We were, getting together with a few of our friends and, you know, just kind of writing some new music and trying to emerge from the basements of the world that we were in that time. And it kind of, yeah, it felt like the opening of the door to this chapter that, at the time we didn't really realize was going to be, this big ride of full-time, forming a band and all that stuff. At the time we were just like, you know, it's time to make some new music and we're excited to play with our friends back in Grand Rapids and it's really become, this whole lifestyle now that we really enjoy and really pursue, with all we've got. And so, yeah, I feel like the song sort of, it kind of tracks that the beginning of that story a little bit.
All right. Well, outstanding. That is great. And I know a lot of people I've talked to are looking forward to this show. And Jed and Ariana, I appreciate you taking some time out on the road today to talk to me. And we look forward to seeing you Saturday night.
Well, that sounds great. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Thanks for having us.
A broken man with a dream, but underneath, hope was waiting. Past the lines I'd drawn in my mind, it made me blind. Wait inside. All your fears come crashing to the ground. Look over your hill and see the man you were made to be. Then the light will set you free. As I held your hand in my own, with all we've grown, you spoke softly. And then our walls, they all come down, with all my crowns. Wait inside. All your fears come crashing to the ground. Look over your hill and see the man you were made to be. Then the light will set you free. Searching
for the end of the road.